Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we are back. We are back. And back in the middle of greatness. I missed you guys. It's like the kids say these days, it's been a hot minute. But if you are brand new here, this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So come on in, kick your feet up. It's getting nippy outside, so get yourself something warm to drink. Let's just have some fun. And this is going to be an insane week. We are leading up to Crown Jewel this Saturday. This Saturday from Saudi Arabia, 10 o'clock in the morning over here on the West Coast, 1 p.m. for everybody over in the East Coast. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that we're talking about a 6 p.m. start for my good friends over in the UK. Man, that is going to be awesome that you guys get to watch this. And so we're counting down towards that. So each day this week, we are going to be doing a show. So today is Raw. Tomorrow is NXT. Thursday is SmackDown. And then Friday, it's a twofer. We've got Fastlane and then Halloween Havoc. And then we will go from there. So that is where we're at with this. So some not so happy news in the introduction this week. I won't belabor the point. I completely accept that I that I did this myself. I was so excited. I was so looking forward to working at the University of Arizona. And I lasted about 2 months there. My anxiety got the better of me. No doubt, no denying all that. Full disclosure. And I got fired. I won't dwell on it. Doesn't do me any good. Won't do you guys any good. I'm just letting you guys know that I've had a bad last couple of weeks. But again, no excuses. I know that I messed up, and I'm going to try to get back on the horse. Fortunately for me, the University of Arizona is still a possibility to go back to. So I will keep you guys updated, see what happens from there. But that all said, let's go straightway into the last few weeks of Monday Night Raw as we head towards Saudi Arabia on Saturday. So we start off with Raw, and this is just coming off of Fastlane. So Sami Zayn comes out, and it just feels weird seeing him without Kevin Owens. It just seems really, really weird. I don't understand. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. But, you know, hey, it's like Sami Zayn said, you know, I'm seeing some really big things for Kevin Owens going forward. And I really believe that. Judgment Day interrupts. First match of the night was Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ricochet. It was a great match. It was false count anywhere. But it didn't go everywhere. They went just backstage. And then they went up through the crowd. And that shooting star press that Ricochet hit, I mean, it was awesome to see. But it was very, very, very dangerous. I mean, you have concrete that you're landing on. Plus, you had, you know, the railing. Just like, and I'm just kind of eyeballing it, you know, about 5 feet away from where Ricochet, you know, jumped off from. So you have to be very, very, very precise. You know, and I mean, so it could have ended up bad. It didn't. It looked cool, but dang, that was dangerous. Ricochet just can't catch a break, though, as Shinsuke Nakamura hits the Kinshasa for the win. Next up, Drew McIntyre talking with Colby, a.k.a. Seth freaking Rollins. And Drew has a point. He carried not just WWE, but I think the entire professional wrestling business on his shoulders during the pandemic. He should have won the WWE championship in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But sadly, the pandemic took care of that. And he won in front of no fans. Next up, Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler. It was very physical. Other people got involved, including Nia Jax, Zoe Stark, Raquel Rodriguez, and that caused a DQ. Bronson Reed versus, now I know it's Gunther, but I'm always going to call him Walter. So Bronson Reed versus Walter, those two guys just beat the heck out of each other. That was something. And then finally, you had Judgment Day against main event Jey Uso and the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. And Cody and Jey looked like they had this sealed up. And then Rhea comes out and Dom comes out. And just pretty much everybody from Judgment Day comes out. And they cost Cody and Jey the tag titles. And again, WWE, if you knew that you were just going to give the titles back to Judgment Day, then why did you make the switch at Fastlane 9 days before that? I just don't understand that one. So then last week's show, you had Judgment Day coming out. Cody responds to them. First match was Becky Lynch versus Indy Hartwell for the NXT Women's Championship. Indy was game, but Becky is still, at the time, the champion. We will get to that tomorrow. We'll get to that tomorrow. Logan Paul's back off of his boxing win. Drew versus Sami Zayn. Drew wins. And hard fought win. I don't understand why they're trying to turn Drew heel. Just the crowd reaction he's getting. Now, I'm not saying that they can't turn him heel. I'm saying you're going to have to undo 3 years of goodwill. More than 3 years of goodwill between Drew and the fans. I just don't see that happening. At least not with him going up against Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, on Saturday. I don't see it. Rhea comes out for Jay versus Damian Priest, and Damian Priest wins. And then last night, you had Judgment Day out again. And then you had Ricochet versus Dirty Dom, Mysterio. And Dom and Judgment Day cheats, and then Ricochet just snaps. Absolutely just snaps. I don't blame the guy. Yeah, the Creed brothers making their main roster debut against the Alpha Academy. Now that was tag team wrestling right there. That was absolutely amazing. You had DIY versus Imperium and Colby versus J.D. McDonagh. So that is your Raw. So that is your Raw recap. And so I just want to say I'm very grateful to everybody. I just got my 33rd country that is listening to me. Big shout out to everybody in Trinidad and Tobago that are listening to me. Very grateful for that. Everybody that listens to me on a weekly basis, I'm very grateful for. So, until I see you guys, well, tomorrow with your NXT roundup, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys tomorrow.